to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We want to welcome you to today's broadcast. We're going to be in John chapter 5 today. I'll read verses 31 through 47, and we're going to pick up today at verse number 37 in our discussion. But I want to say thank you to our friends at Wyrick Air. Pastor Dennis and his team over there do a great, great job. They have been providing professional sales services and repairs and air conditioning and heating fields for over 50 years. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. Wyrick is spelled W-E-I-R-I-C-H. Air. They work primarily in residential settings. They do some light commercial settings, such as Merritt Assembly of God, and they provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. If you have air conditioning, one thing I know for sure is in Florida, you're eventually going to need someone to service that or repair it or replace it. And you want to be able to deal with someone that is going to treat you with biblical values, treat you like a valued customer. Here in May, we had one of our air conditioning systems that the compressor decided that it was time to retire. And that was in May. And I can tell you, it was very, very warm in our offices. We have four units, and so we only have to turn on the air conditioner that we need. And this year, air conditioning problems have a habit of occurring whenever I'm not there to address them real quickly. So it took a few days for us to be able to get it scheduled for them to come out and everything. And I can tell you this, June is not the end of summer. It's just the beginning. If it was warm in May, you can rest assured that it is going to be warm in the days to come. And I'm thankful for the team at Wyrick Air. You know, they came out. I thought I had an idea of what it could be, and then I changed my mind. I thought it might have been another issue, and Pastor Dennis came out and said, it's not either one of those, and it's not a capacitor. That would not have been too bad. It was the compressor, and he was able to get it fixed and get it up and running, and we're very thankful for their skills. So if you need an AC service company, I hope you will consider them as a great resource. I know this. He's going to treat us fairly. He's going to do a great job, going to get the problem resolved. Their license number, CAC1821309. We thank them for believing in the Refresh radio program and helping us bring this program to you on a regular basis. John chapter 5, verse number 31 says, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth, yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified to me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? So we ended Friday's program talking about the works that the Father had given Jesus, and he gave them to him to finish, to complete. And here in verse 36, Jesus said, "The very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me." There have been, here in the past several years, there have been many counts of people who show up. You see it on TV shows and movies, but it actually happens in real life, that people who show up at a house to do a job, are not authentic, but they're actually imposters. They're not there for the benefit of the customer. They're there for nefarious reasons. But Jesus, when he came, he said, the works that I do, the works that I start, the works that I finish, bear witness of the fact that the Father has sent me. I believe this. I believe everyone should have authority, figures that they answer to. I believe that whenever we do a job, that we should be there because we have been dispatched, that we are operating as people of authority and people under authority. That was the statement of the centurion. I am a man under authority. I have people I answer to. And because of that, I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to this one, come, and he comes. So recently I had some interactions with people who are in the military, and I thank them for their service. They did a tremendous job. They conducted themselves in such a way that said, you know what, we do this. We have prepared for this so that when we do it, we do it well. And I commented to some other people, and this is what I said. In interacting with them, I realized that they operate as people under authority, that they have instructions that they are supposed to follow. And if something happens, if there's an adjustment that needs to be made to the mission, then they've got to operate under the authority that that they have and say, how do you want us to handle that? And I understand there's a different culture between military and civilian, and many times people who leave the military have a difficult time adjusting to a mindset of the rest of society where customer service tends to be the operating system of the day, And many times they really struggle with that. I also know that there are states that people have moved to. I remember reading an article years ago said this state has more veterans than any other state. And the reason that those veterans gave is we don't want anybody ever telling us what to do ever again. I heard of a situation one time where there was a young man and he was struggling with parental relationships, and so he said, "So I'm going to leave home, and I don't want you telling me what to do." So what I did is I went and enlisted in the military, and it's like, well, that's getting ready to make whatever, you know, situation they were facing, that they're getting ready to enter a whole new world. I pray that we recognize in our daily activities that it's not just according to our feelings, it's not what we want to do, but God, what is it that you would have me to do today? And sometimes that command from the Father is, I want you to come alongside with me, and I want you to enjoy a supernatural rest that only I can provide. See, a lot of times we think that doing is something that is proactive, and whenever God gives us an assignment to do, we need to obey that. But the first responsibility that the apostles had when Jesus called them, it says that he called them to be with him. So there were going to be times when they would disperse food. There was going to be times when they would organize the seating arrangements. There was going to be time when they would be rowing. There were plenty of times when there was activity that we would normally assign with a task, but there were other times that responsibility was, Jesus said, I know you have given out a great deal. I know that what you need right now more than anything is to come away from the crowds and to be with me. And I want to start off this week by telling you that being with Jesus should be a very high priority for us, that spending time with him in prayer should be a high priority, that spending time in his word should be a high priority. It is that time spent with Jesus that makes the other assignments possible. And so when Lazarus was dead and in the tomb, and Jesus cried out, Lazarus, come forth, he responded to the authority of Jesus' command, and he came out of the tomb. I saw a documentary, because a lot of times we have a very simplistic approach to what that journey forth looked like, but this documentary showed the tomb, showed the grave, and that it was actually a very difficult struggle to get from where they had laid Lazarus to get him to the opening of the tomb. But no matter how many challenges you face, when Jesus says, hey, Bob, come forth, you're going to come forth. And then after he emerged from the tomb, Jesus said, hey, take off those grave clothes from him. Now, I also want to tell you this, that for a believer, death, when God says, okay, I numbered your days, and this is the last one here on earth, and then I'm going to summon you into my presence, I want you to know at that point in time, death is not a defeat. It is simply our spirit obeying that it is time for us to leave the troubles of this world behind and embrace the glorious realities that God has for us in heaven. I pray that the words that we speak and the actions that we take and the time we spend with God cause people to realize, hey, they're operating by a different system, a different value system than what I do. They are reflecting that the Father has sent them. Verse 37, and the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. So it wasn't just the works, it was the testimony of the Father. And he goes on and he says, you have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. Here's what I can tell you about the encounters that we have with the supernatural aspect of God, is that when we encounter the reality of his supernatural superiority and sovereignty, that it will cause us to humble ourselves. It will cause us to honor him, and it will bring transformation into our life. Any area that we refuse to change is simply testifying of the fact that we have not experienced the glorious revelation of the Father yet, because when we do, we will want to change. In Genesis, God said, let there be light, and all of the universe changed, and that which God wanted to be light became light at that point in time at the power of God's spoken word. When he separated the waters, you know, it took place. And the Bible says that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So Jesus testifies to these people. He says, because of the reality in which you are living beneath the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. These things testify that you have not heard his voice and you have not seen his form, because whenever you see him, you're going to change. So, verse number 38, Jesus says this, but you do not have his word abiding in you. He was saying this to people who had for hundreds of years carried down the oral authenticity of God's word. There were scribes who meticulously eventually developed the ability to write on a scroll, and their work was scrutinized, and it wasn't like it is today, where if you're typing on a computer, you can just backspace and you can correct any misspelled word. I have evidently a fatter finger than what my keyboard on my phone appreciates, and there's one word that tends to get misspelled over and over again, and that is whenever I go to type the word that my fat finger, it's not super fat, I mean, to me it's just a normal finger, but it's just evidently fatter than my keyboard likes, and instead of the word that, it produces the word tagat, T-G-A-T, and even though my autocorrect ends up changing perfectly good words that were intended to write, and it'll change it to a word that doesn't make sense, it doesn't have the ability to recognize that tagat should be that and correct it. Well, you know, I can go back and I can backspace and type in that, and I can continue to move forward. These people had the written word, and if they made a mistake, the entire scroll was no longer valid. They counted the letters that were written. They were very, very meticulous, and that's why, much to ungodly archaeology's demise or disapproval, they continue to find that whenever there's an ancient document, it continues to align with the written word of God that we have even in these days. So thank God that they were meticulous about the written word, but God was not looking for the word to be written on just on pieces of parchment. He was looking for the word to be inscribed on the tablets of people's hearts. And that is what Jesus was saying, is you do not have God's word abiding in you. Because when God's word is written on the tablet of our heart, we no longer function from the mindset of I have to do this. Now we function from alignment with the purpose and intention of God, and we say, this is what I want to do. A lot of times we do things because we have to, and when we do it, our heart's not in it. But when we've come to that place and say, I want to do this, and God is going to empower me by His Spirit to be able to do it. I want to encourage you. Many people are afraid to step out in obedience because they are afraid of failure. But I want to let you know that when God speaks something to us and we step out in faith and we step out in wisdom and we step out in divine timing, that God sets us up to succeed and not to fail. His success is not based on the metrics of men, the way men determine success, but upon success in the assignment that God has. You do not have His word abiding in you, verse 38 says, because whom He sent, him you do not believe. If you don't believe that something has come from God, it means that the word of God is not abiding in us. The word, the written word, let me put it this way. The written word always responds joyfully to the presence of the living word. And Jesus is the word made flesh. There's not going to be any contradiction there. The word, the written word, comes alive because of who the living word is. And so we should believe Jesus. I hope that you believe Jesus more than your disappointments. I hope that you believe Jesus more than any inadequate representation of other people's lives. I trust in Jesus, and I trust His word. So last week I watched a reel, and I can tell you that there has been an intentional effort by people who want to undermine things to use the tools that have been very effective in getting truth into the marketplace over the last several years, and they want to undermine the Word of God. And I watched one of these reels, and this person was attacking an individual that was operating in belief to the Word of God. And the person was trying to tell them, look, if you would stop doing that, you would actually be able in the long run to obey to an even fuller extent. And I'm sitting there and it's like this person that is promoting this, trying to make themselves look like an expert, doesn't understand the principle of God's word that said, if you are faithful in that which is little, you will be faithful in that which is much. Faithfulness and obedience needs to be in our life now. It's not supposed to be prolonged. It is supposed to be implemented now, and it will yield greater results in the days to come. This person was trying to say, if you would do things the way I tell you instead of the way God's word tells you, you are going to experience more. And the truth of the matter is, after decades of pastoral experience, if you are willing not to obey now, you will not obey when it's supposedly easier. There will be another excuse. And so I want to encourage you, believe God's word, believe that God knows what he's talking about, and that you can obey him now. And if you can obey him now, you will obey him to a greater degree in the future. Verse 39, we're going to run out of time in this verse. He said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. I want you to know that you should read the word of God, because it's God's love letter to us. But the only way that we can have eternal life is because Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and made the grace of God available to us. You should read the word of God, and as you do, those scriptures are going to come alive. But listen, just because you read through the Bible once does not mean that's going to get you into heaven. There are going to be many preachers who do not make it to heaven because they listen. How can you say that? Well, there's been preachers that are saying, look, I'm preaching the Bible to my congregation, but I don't even believe it. I want to encourage you today. Read the word of God, cause it to abide in you, because Jesus is living in your heart and he wants you to know the heart of God. I hope that you will believe in him, because he brings eternal life. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.